On the Baltic Sea, Russia's Kaliningrad region is home to the world's biggest amber deposits. This alone should help the region out of its post-Soviet depression, but the amber complex has seen better days, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
You'd think a town called Yantarny, or Amber, would be glittering. Here, 50 million years ago, tree sap flowed through rivers toward the Baltic Sea. Now, where the rivers once ran, fossilized resin, or amber, stretches several miles long, deep beneath the earth. This beachside town is home to some 90% of the world's amber, huge open quarries right on the beach and further inland. But the town looks like a wreck. Workers live in crumbling Soviet-era apartment buildings and complain their salaries are miserable, less than $50 a month. The post-Soviet era has been hard. A glum-looking head engineer, Vyacheslav Shistakov, complains about the brief period in the mid-90s when the complex was privately owned.
During that time, there was no real leadership, no management, and we lost our productive capacity. We had 18 tons of the best amber and 400 kilos of gold before the privatization, and it was all squandered.
The quarry and the factory were renationalized. But that didn't mean government investment here. The factory still barely turns a profit. The women who make amber beads and jewelry work on ancient-looking machines. The styles of the necklaces and the bracelets they make haven't changed for decades. At the open amber quarry, the largest in the world, miners dig some 160 feet deep, working with decades-old equipment. The real problem is not the old equipment, though, but the smuggling. Workers steal right from the quarry, and divers pick at smaller deposits offshore. The contraband trade in amber in Kaliningrad is so serious that a senior Russian government official recently said the world market is saturated, and the amber complex should be shut down for 2 years. The head engineer, Shistakov, responded angrily.
Before making such statements, they should consult with the experts. Stopping production in such a huge amber deposit and preserving the quarry in a usable condition will be extremely expensive.
He warned the amber quarry would become filled with water. There is one piece of good business news for the town of Yantarny. The factory is providing the raw materials for a multi-million-dollar project to restore the famed Amber Room in Catherine the Great's palace just outside St. Petersburg. During World War II, Nazi troops stripped the room of its furniture and amber inlaid walls. Now German companies are paying millions to have the Amber Room restored, and they've placed big orders with this mining town. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, in the town of Yantarny in Russia's Kaliningrad region.